Good morning, Rikhtim Chayyotam, Klaus Amos Zion. We finished Siman Lamed, and we're looking at some of the ideas from the Sefer Chassidim, and now we're looking at Ois Tov Kuf Samach Dalet. So it's a long piece, but in the middle of the piece, he says, in a scenario where V'im Aviv O'im O'Bal Ketotu, his parents are argumentative people. V'yesh Lo Isha, he's married, the son is married. V'yudeya Shalchinam Iskadot Dimyeh, that the parents are acting inappropriately towards his wife, and they're fighting with her. She does not deserve that. V'adini mishtoi, he knows that his wife is right. So, lo yitein lichos al ishtoi, kelasas nachas ruach lo v'vilimoi. He shouldn't feel obligated to support his parents, and therefore, thereby allow them to get angry at his wife. If he knows his wife is right, he should not tolerate that. He has no chiyuv of kibud avim to support his parents in their fight against his wife. When he knows that his wife is right and they're wrong, and what they're doing is inappropriate, he has no chiyuv of kibud avim in that scenario. Obviously, these are the type of things that a person should be, if they're in that situation, they should be getting hadrocha from a rav. He continues in that situation. That point, he says, if he is rich, and he can afford to find other people who will take care of his parents, so he should do so and leave town and find his wife elsewhere and disengage from being with the parents because of this issue. It's an area where the parents need him. He does not feel that one could do so. One should stay local, but even so, he should not be supportive of his parents in their fight with his wife. In Ois Tovkuf Samach Vov, the Sefer Chassidim says, it says that Ish Imoy Vaviv Tiro, that the person has the responsibility to fear the parents. Tiro Lo Nemar, it starts off with the pasuk that says Ish in the singular language. So it should say he should have fear of them, which would be Tiro. What's Tiro? Oh, Tiro. So Sefer Chassidim says an interesting pshat. You need to make sure that the child will fear the parent. Who's the you that we're talking to? We're talking to the parent. Shimpo ha-ben l'chlal ish. Once the child has reached the age of being already an adult, Shiru pen yakalalu chiyanalem yakalim yakem. The parents have to be aware that if they act inappropriately to the child at that age is not going to take that sitting down, and put the children in a situation where they're causing the children to respond by hitting the parent or being mikal the parent, etc. The parents have responsibility to not create such a pressure on the child. In Tavkuv Samach Zayin, he continues and says, brings that the Bereshit does not put a heavy burden of mitzvahs on Klal Yisrael. So he says, the same with that so, Kachlo Yitzav Ha'av Levnoi, the Devorim Akashim, Kvedim Alav Lasis. The parents should not overburden the child. Chedarav Talmud, and Rebbe to Talmud should not overburden the Talmud. Pen Yimonami Lasis, because the child will or the Talmud will feel overburdened and not do what was requested of them because they feel it's too hard to do. V'nim samachtiyah, so it comes out the parent or the Rebbe by asking from the child something which was difficult and overburdensome. He's creating a situation where the child, he would cause the child to do chet. If the child's not going to listen, the parent has thereby set the child up for being over an aveira, and that's not appropriate to do. Okay. Then he continues. He says a new point. The person has to be aware that if they give a large sums of money to their children, they're setting their children up potentially for challenges. So the child having too much wealth is a challenge for a child. So parents should be sensitive to that, and not put their children in such a situation. We'll continue more Besos Hashem in the next year. A few more points from the Sefer Hasidim in regards to Kibbutz Avo'im. Have a good day.